Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, why don't you just say, your name and your title with the band?
Daryl Davis, leader of the Daryl Davis Band.
And we're talking with you because you are coming to perform at the Birchmere this Friday at 7:30 p.m. for a very special, touching show, a little bit of somber occasion, but a chance to celebrate. It's called Thanks for the Memories 2020, and it's going to be a tribute to all those we've loved and lost in 2020. I mean, the list of famous singers who passed away during last year was insane. So thanks so much for doing it. Tell me how the before we get to the actual list of people you're going to be saluting and remembering, tell me how the whole idea came up. I mean, I assume it was your idea.
It was indeed my idea. And you know, there are a lot of tribute shows going on these days because people can't afford tickets to see, you know, the real people. You know, I like, for example, when I was a teenager, I used to go and see Elvis Presley, and I paid like $5 for a ticket to see Elvis. And today, you know, you go and see Madonna or Lady Gaga or somebody, it's like $300 for a ticket. So people are doing tribute shows and have sound-alike singers and all that kind of stuff. Well, you have tribute shows like, say, the Beatles or to Elvis. You can start right now in March and plan that show for September and know exactly what you're going to do because you know all their songs, you can put together a set list. But when you do the type of tribute show that I'm doing, which is a tribute to everybody that we lost the past year, we do it at the beginning of the following year, there's no way of telling, say in March, who's going to pass on by, say, December, because my list runs from January 1st to midnight, December 31st. So for example, just a few years ago, we were doing our first tribute show and I thought I had everybody complete, you know, and nobody had died say by December 12th. And so I worked out the whole set, got everything in place. And then 8 minutes before midnight on New Year's Eve, Natalie Cole passed away. So she fell into that category. So I had to scramble and, you know, write out some of her music to be able to do her on the show in January. So I just keep a running tally until December 31st, and then we scramble in January to write out the charts and I put together the set. We only have one rehearsal. And this type of tribute, it covers every genre and everybody. So there's something there for everybody. Young people, older people, you know, generations, music you grew up with, current music, anybody who passes away. If they are a household name, like say an Elvis or, you know, a B.B. King, something like that, you know, they might get two, three songs. If they're a little bit lesser known, they might get one song. If they are not known at all, but they're still a musician, then they get an honorable mention that I read out from a long list. So there are probably, I think, about 102 musicians that passed away in 2020. And a lot of them will be read off the list. And then those, you know, who are a little better known will have songs performed for them.
It's a great concept. I'm really glad you're doing it. So just to reiterate for our listeners, just to underline what you said, this is something that you try to do every year. It wasn't just because of COVID, although that makes it more, you know, heart-wrenching because some of these people actually died of COVID-19 or at least.
Yeah, this is our sixth annual tribute.
Sixth annual?
So I did it. Sixth.
Okay, cool. So this will be the sixth time you've done it. Tell me what's some of the crowd reaction of, you know, do you have people coming up after the show typically saying, wow, thank you so much. I was a big fan of, you know, XYZ musician and you really, you know, you brought tears to my eyes paying tribute to him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, that happens a lot, as well as, you know, people come up and saying, I didn't know that person died. Oh my God. You know, I used to dance to his music at my prom or you know, I'd never heard of so-and-so before, or I heard the name, but I didn't know his music. You know, I'm going to check it out when I get home. I really like that. So they're being exposed, you know, like, so for example, we have on this year's tribute show to the musicians that we lost last year, say we have Charlie Pride, Charlie Daniels, Kenny Rogers, Bill Withers, you know, Helen Reddy, all kinds of people. So let's say somebody is a big Helen Reddy fan. and they're coming to honor Helen Reddy. But then they get exposed to Bill Withers, and they like Bill Withers, so they go home and check that out. So it's something that people can come to and get an education as well and hear different things. It's a very diverse, if you will, collection of music and artists, because we honor people from every genre and every age. So if somebody younger had passed away, you know, there'll be younger people there who relate to that person. If it's somebody older from, you know, past eras, then we honor them as well. So you have a wide collection of audience and a wide collection of genres of music.
I love it. You mentioned a couple of the artists you're paying tribute to. Why don't you, let's just sort of double back and list everyone. Well, I know not everyone. You said it's going to be like, there's a lot you'll be reading off the list, just as honorable mentions. But why don't you run through some of the ones that are actually going to get, you know, some of the more famous ones that'll get a couple song tribute here.
Millie Smalls from Jamaica and Bill Withers. Kenny Rogers, I mentioned, Charlie Pride, Charlie Daniels, Helen Reddy, and of course, Eddie Van Halen. There's a whole, you know, slew of them. So right there, I just named, you know, pop music, hard rock, Jamaican music, Millie Smalls, country music, Charlie Pride, Charlie Daniels, Kenny Rogers. Now, Kenny Rogers, you know, we're going to cover him in both his careers, because, you know, when he first started, he was a rock musician. You know, if you remember songs like from, like just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Oh yeah, in the Big Lebowski, it's a great song.
Yeah, yeah, Kenny Rogers in the first edition, and then of course, you know, in his later career, in his reincarnation, you know, you picked A Fine Time to Leave Me, Lucille, or The Gambler, a lot of those, you know, country songs. So you know, we'll cover that kind of gamut, and just a whole slew of them.
That's great. Yeah, looking at the list, it's, I love the variety. You have, you know, Spencer Davis and Bill Withers and Charlie Pride and Johnny Nash and, I mean, Little Richard. There's so many you could do.
Exactly. So, you know, who grew up with Little Richard? Well, I did, but I'm an exception because I'm a little younger than most people who grew up with Little Richard. But I love that pioneering style of rock and roll. You know, Elvis, Chuck Berry, Jerry Lee Lewis, Little Richard, Fats Domino. Mm-hmm. But, you know, people a little bit older than me, like my parents, for example. I'll be 63 next week. And so, but I love that 50s type of music. So people who grew up in that generation who related to that pioneering form of rock and roll, they'll be there. And they'll get exposed to people younger from other generations because we're going to be doing their music as well as bluegrass. For example, Mack Wiseman passed away, you know, a couple of years ago. We did something for him. The person who played banjo on Dueling Banjos passed away. We'll be doing that. So, you know, a wide variety of music from all different eras. So it brings in all ages. And people get exposed to one another's styles of music and hopefully appreciate it and go home not only enjoying, you know, the songs that they heard from their time, the soundtrack of their lives, but also be exposed to somebody else's music and hopefully go home and look into it.
I love it. Now, as a huge movie guy myself, I got to know, how are you paying a tribute to legendary Italian composer Ennio Morricone?
Yes, indeedy. We're doing the good, the bad, and the ugly.
I love it. Now, are you talking the main theme that everybody, the wow, wow, everybody?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Also, in the cemetery at the end, the Ecstasy of Gold is epic as well.
Yeah, yes, indeed. And also, speaking of movies, now he was not a composer, but I did it for my favorite James Bond. Roger Moore. I like Sean Connery, don't get me wrong. I like Sean Connery a lot. But my man is Roger Moore. And when Roger Moore passed away, you know, even though he wasn't a musician or anything like that, but that theme for James Bond, we did that theme and we're going to do it again in honor of Sean Connery, who passed away, because that's such an iconic theme, you know, for the James Bond 007 theme.
That is great. Yeah. I mean,
and another thing, you know, I bring together, you know, the very best of the best musicians in the D.C., Virginia, Maryland area, because, like I said, we only have one 4-hour rehearsal. That's it. And to do all these genres. And as you know, a lot of musicians are niche players. You know, they know what they know and they play in a certain style. So like, for example, you might not find a bluegrass musician, you know, playing funk. So, but the musicians that I choose can play any genre. And so I have to select, you know, the right people to be able to be the house band and back up everybody in every genre. Well, and another interesting thing is the singers that I bring, they're great singers. And I always challenge them a little bit. I give them songs, you know, that I know they can do, and they fit that genre, whatever. But I also give them songs that they've never sung before, and some of them have never even heard the songs before, but they learn them, and they nail it.
Awesome. Well, speaking of which, why don't you dote on your fellow musicians? Who else is it in the band? You know, and you know, you'll say, you know, say the name and then what instrument they play.
Sure. On the bass guitar, we have Russ Rogers, great bassist, originally from Atlanta, Georgia, but he's up here now. On the drums, Andy Hamburger, who is no stranger to the DC area. He has played with everybody locally and a number of national acts, like the Drifters and some other people. On the keyboard, we got a keyboard genius, a guy named Dan Quinn, just an amazing, amazing keyboard player. And I'll be playing some keyboards myself, but I'm doing more emceeing and, you know, getting people together and making sure they're on stage at the right time, et cetera. On the guitar, Dan Hovey, an all-around guitar whiz, an excellent guitar player. And he knows just about every genre that there is to know. And he's not a jack of all trades, but a master of all trades. In terms of some of the singers we have the amazing Patty Reese, who is no stranger to the DC area. She's been here for a long time performing, probably as long as I have. And Patsy Stevens, who's known to country audiences around the Washington metropolitan area. Jeff Jones on vocals as well. Bruce Thomas, an amazing singer, who's not so much on the nightclub circuit, but I think he will be when people see him. He was a former bodyguard to Muhammad Ali, and he has a set of pipes that you would not believe. Angela Hill is an extraordinary singer. She comes from a gospel background. She directs two gospel choirs in the area, and just an amazing vocalist. You've got to hear her. Deletta Gillespie out of Baltimore, equally amazing. She is a theater person. She's done Broadway. She's done all kinds of theater. She teaches theater now up in Baltimore and directs a lot of programs that involve music and theater. And let's see, who else? I don't have my list right in front of me. Oh, John Jameson from Dangerous Curves. Dangerous Curves is a heavy metal band. And John is the lead singer of that band, so we borrowed him. And he'll be doing some of the Little Richard, even some of the Kenny Rogers, and also Van Halen. So here you got this guy who's a lead singer for a heavy metal band doing Little Richard and doing Kenny Rogers. That's what I'm talking about.
That's really, really cool. And I love that as you're, you know, running through the list, I love that a lot of them are locals. You know, it's like you rounded up a lot of the best musicians from the area, and it's going to be, that's going to be cool in its own right. Not to mention playing all these, you know, famous late greats. Cool. But we won't keep it too much longer, but just sort of final question. Talk about why, you know, it's nice to have a place like the Birchmere. Especially during COVID, everywhere else is closed. And the Birchmere is probably one of the only ones, the places you can play. I know they, you know, they're taking social distancing into mind with, you know, limited capacity and tables spread out and stuff like that. I really don't envy their, and it's such a tough balancing act for bands like you and venues like that. So, you know, you're trying to be safe, but at the same time, you got to make a living and play these great songs. So, but just talk about how grateful you are to the Birchmere as a venue.
I am very grateful to the Birchmere. You know, I've known the Birchmere. Birchmere was here when I came to Montgomery County. And it, you know, I was talking about it the other day with a friend of mine. And I was saying just a couple years ago that I can count on one hand and still have a couple fingers left over of all the venues that are left. from the time that I moved to Montgomery County. And now I think the Birchmere is about the only one that was here when I was, when I first started playing music. You know, before we had Desperados, the Wax Museum, the Cellar Door, the Bayou, Charlie's in Georgetown, all kinds of venues. And now we just heard we lost Blues Alley for now. Hopefully they'll find another place. But the Birchmere still stands. You know, it's in its third location, but it's still there, the same name in Alexandria. So I am very, very grateful to the legendary music hall, the Birchmere. I mean, you know, when you walk on that stage, that is a hallowed stage. You know, when you think of the number of musicians, local and, you know, worldwide known, that have played there on that stage, it has magical power. And for them to allow me to bring this show to the Birchmere, I am very, very grateful. Not just because, you know, it gives you something to do, you know, during COVID and during a pandemic, but also to be in that legendary hall that is one of the main Washington, D.C. venues that is still around today.
Well, I agree entirely. And I really appreciate the concept of this, and not only that you're doing it this year, but the fact that you do it every year to honor everybody that's passed. I just think it's a great idea. So everybody check out Daryl Davis Presents Thanks for the Memories 2020. It's on this Friday at 7:30 p.m. at the Birchmere. Tickets are $29.50. And everybody head over to the Birchmere website to get your tickets. So, hey, thanks, Daryl. This was great.
Thank you, Jason. I really appreciate it, buddy.